The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 28th of March. In your Squeeze today, the latest on One Nation and the NRA scandal, Theresa May and her departure as Prime Minister, McDonald's goes shopping, and Ash Barty is into the top 10. This is your Squeeze today. Claire, we're on day two of the One Nation NRA scandal, which saw video emerge of Steve Dixon, who's the leader of One Nation in Queensland, and James Ashby, Pauline Hanson's chief of staff, secretly filmed on a night out on the booze, discussing receiving financial support of up to $20 million from America's National Rifle Association. Until yesterday, we hadn't heard from Pauline Hanson on the matter.
Yeah, and just to warn people, I dare say we'll be on day three tomorrow because the second part of that documentary series goes to air tonight. But yes, Pauline Hanson, there was a tweet yesterday where she said that she was shocked and disgusted by the Al Jazeera investigation, not about what was revealed, but the fact that the investigation took place at all and that it was at the direction of a Qatari-funded broadcaster. So she's really focusing on the process, not on the revelations.
And has the Prime Minister had anything to say about this?
Yeah, and there's a lot of posturing going on about this at the moment. Scott Morrison has really condemned it in the strongest terms, what was revealed in that documentary, that they were looking at watering down our strong gun laws for cash and for support from a group like the NRA. Of course, he's, though, dancing this weird sort of dance around preferences, and that goes to the election. There's a link in the email this morning, and I really implore people to look at it. Anthony Green, the sophologist from the ABC.
Talked about him twice this week now.
Exactly, yeah, but did a really fantastic two-minute explainer about why this preference thing really matters and why Scott Morrison really is sort of really hamstrung in this question. So get in and have a look at that. And Bill Shorten really is making hay while the sun shines on that front, because he's very strongly and clearly said that when it comes to numbering the ballot paper, that Labor is going to recommend One Nation goes last every time.
Moving on, Australia's role in the fight against Islamic State has been revealed by Mike Burgess. He's the boss of the Australian Signals Directorate. Normally pretty quiet.
Yeah, and quite unprecedented that he's really had a couple of big media outings in the last period of time. Yesterday, some declassified material was pointed to by Burgess in a speech at the Lowy Institute. He really outlined how exactly our agents are targeting and did target Islamic State operatives in the Middle East. And it's really simple things like mucking around with their telco systems and making sure they can't get onto the internet or locking them out of their servers. So all the stuff
that we... So simple. I'm sure it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, exactly. You just get in and do that.
To our daily Brexit update now, as we pull the podcast together this morning, reports are saying that Theresa May has addressed Conservative MPs this morning and has told them she will stand down as Prime Minister once Brexit has been delivered, Claire.
So, update on Brexit, in quotes, still a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no change to that. But yeah, what's happening in the next few hours is that the Parliament will drag its way through voting on eight options that are going to be put forward by MPs. They're debating those at the moment, and then they head off and vote on those. And it's things like having another referendum and all of those options that we've talked about in the past. But what's just breaking this morning is that Theresa May has pulled together all of her Conservative MPs to address them. She's really imploring them to get behind her deal for Brexit. And what she's dangling really as a carrot for that is that she said that she will stand down as Prime Minister as soon as it's been delivered.
Yeah, as you said, it's literally just happening as we speak. So expect a bit more on that throughout the morning. In Victoria yesterday, the Royal Commission hearings began into how Lawyer X, who we now know to be Nicola Gobbo, became a police informer. This is a big one, particularly for Victorian listeners.
It is, and it was a walk down memory lane at that Royal Commission yesterday. The police and senior police there described the contact that they had with her, and it started really back in 1993 when she was a law student and she was arrested as part of a drug raid. And in that instant, she actually then informed on her boyfriend, and he was then charged and prosecuted. And that's really how she started her then long-time practice of informing police about other lawyers and her clients. And it's that practice that has put a big question mark over the convictions of many gangland drug dealers, killers, all sorts of nasty people.
Yeah, those hearings continue till the end of the week. We could try to summarise the ins and outs of the Thailand elections, but I'm hoping you can just give us the main talking points. I'm not sure we have time to go through it from start to finish.
Yeah, the election was last Sunday, and it's the first one that they've had since the military coup of 2014. What happened then, the military, the ruling military party then adopted a new constitution that really changed the electoral process, and it's made it likely that that military leadership will retain control. Very long story short, there's a bunch of parties who say that they have won a majority in that 500 seat lower house. Of course, all of them can't have a majority. So there's a big question mark over the process, and international observers say that they're not happy with it.
And McDonald's has made its biggest business acquisition for two decades. They've bought Israeli tech startup Dynamic Yield. Basically, their technology will allow McDonald's to tailor their electronic menu boards to suit the weather conditions, for example. So for those in the know, this is all about the push into personalization. And Claire, Ash Barty has beaten Petra Kvitova in the Miami Open, meaning she heads into the semi-finals, but most importantly, she's cracked the top 10.
Really great achievement. She's the first Aussie to do it for a while. She's only the second Australian to get into the top 10 in the last decade. Sam Stosur was the other one, and she was pretty happy with that.
Yeah, congratulations, Ash Barty. What a legend. What's the subject line?
It's an old, old song, I'll Sing My Song and I'll Be Gone, which, of course, goes to Theresa May. She just sing the Brexit song and she'll be out of there.
If you like the Squeeze Today podcast, please leave us a review on your podcast platform. That'd be fantastic. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Thanks so much for listening, as always, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.